When they were leaving the restaurant, Isabel excused herself to the bathroom. She hadn't had much wine. It always made her heavy-headed, mean, but the little bit she'd had in the humid evening settled over her like a fever. She wet a paper towel, pressed it to her neck. Eva came in right then. The crooked hemming of her dress showed even more like this. The lights gleamed brightly off the yolky shine of her hair. Isabel thought she could almost smell the peroxide. "Tonight was lovely," Eva said. "Hmm," Isabel said, washing her hands. "I really have been wanting to meet you, you know. You most of all. Louis has told me so much. You live in the old family home, right? In the house where you three grew. I did not invite you here tonight." Eva was caught in a breath, mouth moving a moment. There was a sheen of sweat under the line of her collar. Isabel was annoyed by the very act of looking at her right then, annoyed by the tight seams of her dress, the dark roots of her hair, the painted eyebrows. How humiliating, she thought, to have a bad performance show so plainly. Then Eva laughed. A single humorless laugh. "Well," she said, "don't you speak your mind." Isabel dried her hands. "I don't mean to be rude." This was a lie. "But you will be gone soon." She made sure it came through clearly. "He will be bored of you and I'll never hear from you again." It didn't have the desired effect. "Oh," Eva said. She tilted her head. "We'll see."